Dear listeners, it's happened again.
That's what the fireman said. It is happening again. Yeah, it's happening again. It's a show that talks about stuff on purpose. It's Trapo.
That's right.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Kai.
We're back with another edition of everyone's favorite format. It's good, great, or garbage. Kai is going to take the reins and lead us into the forest of darkness and trepidation and pain and woe.
Grab a lantern. You're going to need it. Is it the Oh, God, it's the future when you're listening to this.
It will be. It's true.
It will be. For this episode of Good, Greater Garbage, I wanted to bring to light an album that I came across a couple of weeks ago and just randomly added it onto a playlist to check out later, and turned out it was pretty intense emotional fucking ride. This album is by artist Catherine Joseph, and the album is called For You Who Are the Wrong.
Kind of a Rob Zombie thing going on with the length of some of her titles. Yeah. Although, to be fair, I mean, Rob Zombie's titles are like verbal diarrhea. They don't make any sense.
Yeah.
There's at least phrases that make sense on an intellectual level. The Lunar Kool-Aid Electric Monster conspiracy, whatever the fuck.
No, that's not what this is about.
She's from Glasgow, Kai.
She's Scottish.
Glaswegian.
This is her third album. She's also dabbled in a bunch of other stuff, including like stage and audio production, all sorts of weird things, interesting things. But this album came out in 2022. For You Who Are the Wronged. It is a weird and strange emotional roller coaster, kind of singer songwriter rock kind of style album. It's
not rock.
Not rock. I don't know. There's guitar sometimes.
Hey. This was done almost all with the keyboard and like some like synth work.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a
guitar sounding noise. The first song, What Is Keeping You Alive?
What is keeping you alive makes you want makes to kill me them
want
for.
To kill them.
What is keeping you alive?
Ridiculously ungainly phrase. Uh-huh.
What is keeping you alive makes me want to kill them for...
But when she sings it, it's a circular phrase. For what is keeping you alive makes me want to kill them. That's how she sings it. What is keeping you alive makes me want to kill them. For what is keeping you alive makes me want to kill them. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I love female vocalists with kind of cool, raspy voices, and she definitely fits in that category. It's maybe not Jonette Napolitano raspy. I don't know. She has a cool, interesting voice. It's very unique. The way she uses it as an instrument throughout this album especially. But this whole album just deals with themes of pain and sadness and personal relationships not working. And it never really feels like a downer either.
It doesn't?
Not a whole lot. It feels like there's always at least a little hope. I mean, there's definitely some shit that maybe makes you think otherwise, but it never really feels totally negative or down. Did it to you?
Yes. I didn't feel a whole bunch of hope in this music, Kai. I'll level with you. I'm going to be straight with you.
Well, I mean, the second song's called The Burning of Us All. That sounds hopeful, right?
Her stage name, Catherine Joseph. Joseph is the name of her dead son. That's not very happy. That's very sad. Mm. That's how it started. I don't think it gets a whole lot better from there, honestly. It's very sad.
And maybe that's why I really enjoyed this album so much. Like you mentioned, a lot of the kind of weird electronic synth production, like on The Burning of Us All, she almost like purrs the words out. Coming in waves. It's kind of cool and interesting and weird. Random parts throughout this album where there's multiple layers of her vocals. It says she has kind of a distinct voice. It's not like, you know, the bassist of the band mumbling. Maybe that's what it would be live. The actual album recording, there's like weird parts where she comes in and sings like duets with herself.
The way the album is put together, the recording, you can hear the creaking of the chair she's in. You can hear mm-hmm. the clacking of the actual keys of the keyboard she's playing sometimes. It's very homemade.
There's a couple times she's like, oh yeah. That's good.
There's a lot going on there. It's not a clean recording, I guess.
Yeah. Much like her voice, it's kind of like a slightly porous stone. It's not smooth and polished. It's very interesting to me. On the third song, Only the Sound of the Sea Would Save Them, there's like this kind of weird filters on her voice that makes it bubbly and like she's singing to you at the bottom of the sea after she's fucking killed herself or some weird shit.
Only the sound of the sea would save them.
That's the kind of imagery I was imagining while listening to this song. A fucking forlorn ghost singing sad shit at the bottom of the sea. Only the sound of the sea would save them. Fucking didn't. Until the Truth of You, that's another one of my favorite songs. Give me your sorrow, give me your dead. Come on. That's uplifting. That's hopeful. She's willing to help shoulder the burden of your pain with the love of her music.
I don't know, man.
She's willing to bear the burden till the truth of you comes out. I don't know. I thought this album was weird and heartfelt and just hit me right in the fucking feels. And I was like, oh, man. In the context of good, greater garbage, I would have to say it's pretty good, but not great.
I have some issues with this. I don't know. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad at all. I don't. Honestly, the way the music is put together, I don't know. I've never heard anything from her before. I've never heard anything from Catherine Joseph. So I don't know if this is par for the course with her music or if this is a departure. In terms of the melody, it all sounds very similar.
Yeah.
That began to grate on me.
Yeah. I will say that from song 3 to song 10, it's just kind of like a blur. It's all fairly similar, but the rest of the songs definitely kind of become one.
A track ends and you're like, okay, it's over, and then fades back in and it sounds like the same melody again. I started to feel like I was going insane after a while because the same melodies kept repeating, and it had to be a deliberate choice on the part of the artist. It had to be.
Distinct sound, but maybe a little too distinct.
It was really starting to bug me by the end. I felt like I was going crazy.
That was one of the reasons why I think I gave it good instead of great, because I really liked the weird, fucked up, dark subject matter.
Right, right.
But if it had been an EP with like maybe the 5 best songs, fuck, I don't know. Maybe I would have thought it was great. The same kind of style does get a little old by minute 40.
It's not bad at all, but I get moments where it feels really good. It's really strong. And then
the first song, I don't know. I really dig the first song.
I mean, probably the first 3, maybe 4 songs. I mean, look, The Burning of Us All is really good. Those first 2 or 3 songs, like what Only the Sound of the Sea Would Save Them, that's really good. And then after that, everything just kind of bleeds into the next song. It's like, what?
The last 9 songs.
She draws out her voice. I guess they call it a warble, but it starts to sound like a goat. I can't replicate the sound.
Keeping you alive.
Like the way she stretches out words like survive or blood in later songs.
Weird, crackly, raspy.
Dial this back just a little bit? It's funny because those first few songs, that kind of warble, it's very underplayed if it's there
it's
at
like,
all.
It kind of blends in. It's a part of the song a little better.
Then by the time we get to Bring Me to Your Open Wounds or Flesh and Blood, it's like, oh man, you're just all in on this, aren't you? But I mean, there's good stuff in there. I understand the themes of the music. I listened to it twice. I made sure I had to give it a chance. I kept thinking, okay, it's going to hit me. It's going to blow me away, right? Much to my shock, honestly, it never did. I wanted it to. I was ready for it to. I wanted it to really kind of fuck me up, and it never did. I don't know. I was very conflicted on it because of that. I really wanted something to hit me and lay me low, like destroy me with your emotional waves.
It's almost like the tidal wave was up front, and then that's it. Until the Truth of You is the only other song that I wrote down, mainly for some of the weird, sad fucking lyrics. But yeah, that was the last song I wrote specific notes on. I just like finding weird shit like this and sending it to you and having a conversation about, I don't know, see if maybe it is good, maybe it's great, maybe it's shitty. Like it all started with Jim Steinman. It's going to continue. So I would say that this is good. How do you feel?
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great. I wanted it to be great. I wanted it to be great.
Great potential. It had hints of greatness and potential, but
that almost makes it worse for me in a way, because I was hoping it would be great. And then it just never really hit that peak for me, and I felt very let down. You're just good. I wanted you to be great. I would be willing to put the first 3 songs into the mixtape. I would. I'd be glad to do it.
I would agree with that.
I kind of wanted to put it all into the fucking canon, but I
exactly.
can't do
I
it.
Wish it was, I wish the rest of the songs grabbed me enough.
Yeah, I want to put What Is Keeping You Alive Makes You Want to Kill Them For, The Burning of Us All, and Only the Sound of the Sea Would Save Them. Yes, I would gladly put those three songs into the fucking canon. I wanted to put the whole album in the canon, but the album said no. I mean, I guess shit happens. You know?
Shit happens.
I don't know.
It's okay. Catherine Joseph will make more music, and maybe it'll be great.
Well, I guess since we've come to the conclusion that Catherine Joseph's, what is the name of the album? What's it called? For You Who Are the Wronged is good.
Three singles onto the Trapo mixtape. Check out the album. See if you agree with us. Let us know. Fucking come to the blog and talk to us, god damn it. You know where it is? It's at traposhow@blogspot.com because I fucking don't know how to talk with words. I don't know how to talk.
You'll get it right one of these days.
traposhow.blogspot.com.
Leave a comment. Tell us Catherine Joseph is the best and that we're fucking scum because we don't think it's great. I'm sorry. Okay, I wanted to love it,
it's okay.
But I don't.
I was on the verge with you, but then I realized I went and did some other shit and kind of ignored the last half of the album. And then I realized it had just kind of all blended in together.
So yeah, we got a blog. You've been to the blog. But did you know we have an email address? Did you know that?
People still email?
They do. You can send us an email. We can do the email together. Just send an email to traposhow@gmail.com. That's traposhow@gmail.com. Send us an email. Tell us anything you want to share. We don't care. Just please fucking send us an email. It's been a long time.
Check it every day.
We're getting desperate, I think. But,
well, that happened months ago.
I'm at the acceptance stage. I realize it's not going to happen again, so I'm okay with it.
Every 6 months, we have to like email ourselves from our personal email accounts just to make sure it still works.
Yeah, right.
Did Google delete our account? No, there's just literally not even spam.
Not even spam.
Holy shit.
I find solace in knowing we still get comments. It has to be enough. If we stop getting comments, I think I'd probably just pull a plug on this whole thing. What's the point? Anyway, I guess that's it for now. We got some of Catherine Joseph's music in the can, and it's in the mixtape. That's the best you ravenous Catherine Joseph fans can hope for from Trapo, I guess, for now. Maybe she'll come out with a new album and blow our fucking minds. Maybe she will. I hope she does. But until then, that's it. That's it. That's all we got. I guess, Kai, we got to tell these people that it's time to get the fuck off the internet.
Trapo, the show that talks about stuff on purpose, is a Fenderman Incorporated production.